Blog Talk Radio.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the palace.
Sunday, we have brothers in jail. That's R. Kelly was singing. And Dr. King said, we shall overcome. But I want to tell you this morning, except we come together, this country has lied to us. It's been lied to us. We're still living under white supremacy racism in America. Blacks is the last, hired the first five. As I stand and as I look, some of us have quit. And what I'm saying this morning, God going to redirect some things. We had the big lie was the COVID was go away. How can it go away? It's a divine law. And that divine law said man and woman. And this morning on this 4th of July, I hope you have had a prayer. I hope that you talk to your ancestors. You know, Bill Cosby just got out of jail. He was pardoned, but he was lied on. and there's a lot of brothers in jail that helped the movement, but they threw them in jail because they wasn't going along with the okie doke, the drugs, the dope, the guns, and all of that. And I come up this morning with a new tactic, and we're going to talk about that. But I want you to buy R. Kelly record. You know, he was banned by the Jews. They banned him. They won't play him on no record. They won't do nothing but go to the store and ask for his record. So I want R. Kelly record. And when somebody can ban somebody like that, that lets you know there's lots of evil going on. Now, R. Kelly's not an educated man, but he wrote his own song. He had a catalog. They want to keep him in jail because that's what they do. Now, I want to say this before I get started this morning because I got to say it. On the 4th of July, here's a man 80 years old, Bill Crawford, 80 years old. The Me Too movement put him in jail. The judge was down with it. The DA was down with it. And the country was down with it. Even the black country was down with it. This man gave millions of dollars to black colleges. They gave him a degree, doctorate degree. But after they was told that he was a molester, they took the degree back, but they didn't get the money back. Brothers in college with doctorate degrees, master degrees, lawyers, doctors, they got to step up to the plate. And the reason we behind, because they haven't stepped up to the plate, they're doing some other stuff. And they, you know, one of the things that really frightened me when they said Black Lives Matter, Black Power Matter, White Lives Matter, Brown Lives Matter, but Black Power is the black man. And I want to say that this morning, until you understand economic development, did you understand that you have to come in and bring it? So this morning, this 4th of July is a lie. We live in a lie, and we've been living a lie, and the reason we shoot firecrackers and going on, because we was taught to do that. So I want you to get out of that slave mentality. Get out of that slave mentality. 4th of July, what about Juneteenth? You just learned about that. What happened down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, over 100 years before you find out blacks was hung and killed and buried in mass graves? In Mississippi, they was killed by the thousands. You ain't found that out yet. So 4th of July to me is the ancestor waking you up. We're praying that R. Kelly get out of jail. We're praying that Jeff Ward get out of jail. We're praying that all the brothers that were in jail, the vice lords, get out of jail on the west side. They're in prison. And some of the Black Panthers in prison up in Oakland got life. And the judge is dead. The DA is dead. And the police that trumped up the lies dead. So we got black men and women sitting in jail with somebody that lied and they dead. And we got to do some investigation. What was wrong with the black colleges? They didn't investigate. They didn't go to see what was happening to Bill Cosby, but they just took it. And we want our degree. Why come you, I'm talking to the black colleges. Why didn't you get a man his money back, took his degree? You listen to what white folks say, listen to propaganda, and that's our problem. We got to look in the mirror, man, and love yourself. Look in the mirror and love yourself. And that's what we got to do. And here's a black man in jail right now. They done banned him off of, and these black disc jockeys, they ain't no good because I wouldn't let nobody ban nobody. They said, you can't play this. You can't play him. You can't sell his record. And I'm going to play his record now. Get ready. Buy the record.
I used to think that I could not go on. with nothing but a lawful soul. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do if I just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. But first I know your thoughts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can trust the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly.
God is able to lift you up. God took Paul, anointed him, Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12, special miracles by the hand of Paul. You could just touch Paul's body and get healed. Handkerchiefs and apron was brought. And the Bible said the evil diseases departed from them. The evil diseases and evil spirits left from them. So this morning we are up for a loss of evil that have took over. But you got to stay focused. God took Paul as an example. He seeded his energy into Paul. Raphael is the healing angel, and this is the seven month, the seven archangels, the seven mystic spirits, the seven wonders of the world, and you are one of the wonders of the world. And I want to tell you that this morning. I feel that God will open up a door for you. And I feel that there's a financial covenant. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. God wants you to be able to make an effort to bless you. He was a prodigal son. The prodigal son said, Dad, give me what belongs to me. I'm ready to go. His daddy gave him his living and let him go. He spent all his money. Didn't have no money. All his band left. All his concubines left. He was found himself in a hog pen. And this morning, you finding yourself in a mental and a physical hog pen, and you're trying to kick to get out. You can't get out without you connected to the divine God. God is divine. And when you connect with God, he will show you to the light. You've been in the dark too long. You've been in the hog pen too long. Well, what you mean in the hope? You in evil and people killing people. It's so bad now. You in darkness. And the 27th number Psalm said, "The light come to Psalms 27. The light of my salvation." You got to know that God is able to light you up if you let him. If you got a need this morning, you plant a seed. That seed you plant might be your way out. That seed that you plant might make you rich. You know, some of you, oh, I don't believe it. Well, I'm going to give you some examples where you might believe that God do something. God seeded to Paul. Paul had the ability, had to go through God. It said a special miracle was bought by the hand of Paul. Paul did. So God has put the same anointing on Paul, on you. If you seed, and Paul seeded himself, and he walked in the anointed way. Revelation knowledge so that you can be healed this morning from cancer, high blood, low blood, sugar. On this 4th of July, where our ancestors were whipped and slaved, and lied to constantly, and we're still being lied to, but out of all, God touched them, and this is where we're at. We're right now, I'm standing on the back of my ancestors. Some of you this morning standing on the back of your grandma, your great-grandma, your ancestor. God is trying to show you. He seeded into Paul's ministry. So Paul was so anointed, you just could touch his body or enhance your apron and people could be healed. Miracles still do happen. Miracle healing. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. Special. Is you special? You should be. Special. Miracle was brought by the hand of Paul. And the body was healed. They brought Hankston, and the Bible said the evil diseases and the evil spirit left him. Why? Because of the anointing. Although, look, America is in trouble. And if you're in America, you're in trouble. I doubt you repent and come back to God. To God, I believe in your son. I believe in my ancestor, the angel Michael Raphael. Muriel is the angel, and Virgil is the angel this month. And I'm asking you to get ready for God to bless you, for God to open up a door for you. Get ready for God to carry you to the next level. Reason you can't go nowhere, you're caught in sin. You're caught up in lust. You're caught up in what somebody else got. The word of woman. Now, let's talk about the word of woman. She had one whole cake, and she told the prophet and the angels, I'm going to eat this and die. But he said, seed it to me. Now, what that meant, that she was able to give him the whole cake and he ate it before her. That time, somebody knocked on her door saying, I need a little oil. She decided, I ain't got none. She went and put oil, came up from the bottom. That time, somebody knocked on the door, I need a little meal. The meal come up from the bottom. So at that point, by her seeding and with obedience to God, man, and his angels, he made her a supply house. He made her to supply everybody in the neighborhood, or everybody in the country. Philippians 4:19. God this morning want to make you a supply house, but he can't make you a supply house when you're not obedient. And you worry about what your man doing, what your woman doing. You worry about this him. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's Bible. Here was three young men. And they said, we're not going to bow. They had already made a covenant with God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, we're not going to bow. The king said, make it hot. See, the devil wants you to bow this morning to sickness. Wants you to bow to cancer. Wants you to bow to high blood sugar tumor. But I got news for you. God is a healer this morning. God have already seen fit for you to be all right if you just walk in faith. And if you just walk in faith, God will do it quick, fast, in a hurry for you if you just walk in faith. God will open up the door for you quick if you just walk in faith. When you walk in faith, God's going to do something for you. And I want to tell you this morning, God got a blessing with your name on it. And God wants to help you quick, fast, and in a hurry. The Hebrew boy said, we ain't going to bow. But we're not going to bow. And they didn't bow. And I don't feel you need to bow to the pressure of the devil. The devil come to kill and destroy body, mind, and spirit. I want you to claim your healing this morning. 12th of July, I share my ancestors. We're still living under the lie of racism, white supremacy. A lot of people's mind is messed up because of COVID. A lot of people's mind is messed up because it went a different way. It messed up. By them being messed up, God open up the door for them. All your stuff is in the spirit realm. You got to reach in the spirit realm and get it. And once you reach in the spirit realm and get it, God will open that door for you to get it this morning. I want to pray for you that need a miracle blessing. You that need a double healing. And the reason you ain't got it, you haven't made up your mind that you're going to serve God, you're going to serve man. All the money, all in the world don't mean nothing if you ain't got the anointing of God. God will bless you. Now I want to ask the question. I believe in seeding, sowing, and seeding. If you seed, you're going to sow a harvest. Your harvest haven't come in because you ain't seeded to nothing. Your harvest ain't come in because you ain't gave your life to God. Oh, I just feel somebody saying, Bishop, I want to give my life to God. Somebody feel like I need to go to college, get my degree. I need to get my son out of jail. I need to get my daughter off of dope because she's taking dope as a salute. And she's taking dope, think that's going to make her all right. He's drinking, and drinking going to help his mental problem. Nothing but the divine will of God can take those drugs out of your body, out of your system. Prayer changes things. On Monday night, we have Dr. Martin Luther King Movement. Tuesday night, Cross Over the Ancestors. Wednesday night, a Bible class. And Tuesday night, we do divine meditation. We need body, mind, soul, and spirit. So I want you to get ready. Hebrew boys, so we're not going to bow. We're not going to bow. And I want to tell you, don't bow because of our blood. You go out. And you see for your healing. You see for your anointing. You see for your, the Hebrew boys that we're not going to bow. And we will seed our body to God. And they went in, they put him in the fire furnace. 10 times how the gods fell out. After they got in the fire furnace, our air conditioner came in. Then we put 3 in, but 9 is 4. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will keep you. Woman, the anointing of the Holy Ghost will take you off of dope, will take you off the prostitution road, take you off the murdering road. The word of God will heal you from cataracts, from tumors, high blood sugar. Somebody had a stroke, God heal you. Somebody got a brain out, somebody got breast cancer. Asking you this morning just to see your life to God. Glory, hallelujah. I feel that God is doing something. He did. The Hebrew boys walked out. They walked out. They weren't burnt nowhere. I'm praying for the people over in China. They had an earthquake. They had a tsunami, rain. I prophesied 7 hurricanes coming. One's going to hit Florida now. You got to get on board with God. You got to make up your mind. Things going wrong, I'm so depressed. Lawyer can't do it. God got to do it. When you sit down and make your mind up, then I'm going to give this to God and leave it alone. When you give it to God, people die. When you give it to God, he raised people up. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Don't fight it. Give it to God. God Almighty. When you walk in the anointing of God, God open that door for you. He'll do it quick. Here was a woman had an issue of blood. She had went everywhere. She spent all her money. I like to tell you a story. She didn't have no more money. She was broke. But she made up in her mind, I'm going. Somebody said, Jesus coming through town. Woman said, I'm going. I'm going to cede my body to Jesus. Big crowd. You know, we have great, big, lots of people there. The woman touched the hem of his garment. Jesus said, somebody touch me. I wonder this morning, can you touch the hem of his garment? Is you pure enough and you honest enough to plead the blood of Jesus on your situation? Whatever it might be a son, might be a daughter, might be a financial situation. Might be a situation you don't know your way. Might be a job. Can you plead the blood of Jesus like this woman did? Jesus stopped in the middle of the crowd and said, wait a minute. Somebody touch me. Disciples said, well, well, Jesus, all these people, anybody could touch you. He said, no, somebody touched me. And it was like, she touched Jesus with faith. One, you waiting, she went and found Jesus. One, when you get up this morning and find Jesus in prayer, find Jesus in shouting, oh my God, talk to Jesus. One, when you find him, where you at? Are you waiting on a lawyer, a doctor? You're waiting on somebody else. You're waiting on chemo. You're waiting on chemo. You say, well, chemo gonna do it. I'm gonna get a record. I'm gonna wait on something else. I'm waiting on the pill. I'm waiting on maybe they can give me a shot. Have you went out this morning and said, I'm gonna meet Jesus? The woman made her mind up. She didn't have no money. Spent all the money, didn't get healed. She made up her mind she was gonna find Jesus. Good God Almighty. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You can find Jesus right now in this 4th of July. You can find Jesus. Your body, your mind can be your son's mind gone. Your daughter's mind is gone. And the only way you can bring their mind back is meet Jesus. Jesus says, somebody touch me. Oh, no. Hey, there's so many people here. Now, that was four crowds of people. That's one group wanted to touch the garment. See what the silk. That's one group. Another group just want to be seen with him, take pictures with him. That's two groups. Another group just followed behind him. Another group want to mock him. He didn't talk about none of them, but somebody touched me. And the woman said, it was me. You are made heal, if you just see what you need. If you just make that seed this morning, God will bless you. You waiting on somebody else. If you make the seed, God will make them work for you. God will give you, somebody give you a prophet to say all is well. God will do that for you this morning. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. The prodigal son found out that I got to go home. He went to the hog pen. And said, wait a minute, I got to call on the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. I got to call on the Creator. So I sin before you. I come before you. Sometimes you got to come out the hog pen. You got to come out of that selfish, that jealousy. I know you've been lied to. You've been enslaved. You've been in jail. Don't be bitter. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. It storms, floods. So if God put his vengeance down, back up, let God do his thing. Because you can't do it, that God can do it. Glory, hallelujah. I want to say to you this morning, I'm going to pray. And when I pray, God's going to move. If you move, God's going to move. Let me say that again. If you get moved, God's going to move for you. But if you caught up in something else, ain't nothing going to happen. And God wants you to know all is well. And I want you to get ready for a divine healing. See, death came the angel coming to Abraham. He seen him, the host of angels. Abraham seen him coming. Seven angels, seven mystic spirits, the seven wonders of the world. You are one of the wonders of the world, man. Woman, you are one of the wonders of the world. Black proud and a wonder. The angel was coming afar. He ran, told Sarah, cook, because we got guests. He went out and killed the fattest calf. Brought milk and butter and put on the table. Here come the angel, sit down at the table. They ate because he seeded food to them. What you got to see, God wants your best this morning. God wants your best for that healing. God wants your best to move that cataract. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott. God wants the best. I'm praying for you, Francis, down in New Orleans. God wants that best, Sherry in Monroe. I'm praying for you, Pastor Edward in Monroe. As you get ready, God wants your best. Good God Almighty. Don't you feel anointing in your house? Don't you feel a miracle in your house? Don't you feel a breakthrough coming through right now, our ancestors, then you're going to another level, to break through. Good God Almighty, I just know that God is doing something. I'm praying for you, Dale Spann, and I'm praying for you, Purvis Spann. Frank Cook, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Chelsea, I'm praying for you. Chelsea in Detroit, Chelsea, I'm praying for you right there in Oklahoma. God is good, and he'll provide a blessing. It was, the angels came. I want to tell this. Sometimes you got to seed all you got to get your health back, to get your mind back. Sometimes you got to seed for your children. Once you put that seed in the ground, things started happening. The angels ate. They ate because Sarah cooked. Abraham went and got the food, put it together. They sat and ate. Sarah standing in the tent doorway. The angels imagined they were late, they were full, and Abraham seeded all that he had, food. Sometimes when you seed what you got, God will put somebody in your way rich. God will put somebody that can help you politically. God will put somebody to help you spiritually. God will put the right doctor with you to heal you. The angel got through eating. Angel looked at Abraham, said, Abraham, I'm going to renew your seed is dead. I'm going to renew your seed because you sowed your food. Your seed will bring you a son. Wait a minute. Abraham old. His wife old, can't get through the door. But he understood the angel said, I'm going to renew. Somebody ought to say renew. New heart, new lung. New love. I'm going to renew your seed. You're going to bring a son. Look what the seed, when you see things happen. Sarah stood in the doorway and laughed. Sarah, because you set the table and you seeded all that you had, I'm going to put fire in your womb. I'm going to re-anoint your womb. Good God Almighty. Some of you dead down there. God, that the angels, I'm going to set it on fire. And you're going to have a son. She laughed in the doorway. And the angel said, is anything too hard for God? And I want to tell you this morning, ain't nothing too hard for God. Get ready. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Whatever you need, whatever you want, God got it. It ain't too hard for God. God can fix it now. Somebody, I got revelation knowledge. Somebody got a knot on their breast. It's gone. Somebody got breast cancer. It's gone. Lung cancer. It's gone. I'm going to pray in a few minutes. And I want you to see. I don't tell you what to do. You know, if you put one coin in the ground, it's going to bring an ear. Whatever you put in the ground, it's going to multiply 100-fold. I want to pray for you, for your health. I want to pray for your financial covenant. I want to pray. The Lord already told me that's 27 people. This is the seven. That 27 people can see. I can't make you see. I can tell you about what happened to people that see you. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob seeded. And because of their seed, they were blessed. Abram had his name changed from Abram to Abraham, father of many nations. God wants to do that for you. God wants to open up that door for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And you got to let God open it up for you. Can't nobody open it up but God. As I pray this morning, 4th of July, I say our ancestors, east, west, north, those that we lost in COVID, I say, those that our mind is messed up, I got to pray for them. But if you got a son, a daughter, a husband, wife, God just told me that if you sow a seed, he's going to bless your family. You had family problems. You that need a house. You that homeless. You that and did all you can do. The when a woman, the woman had an issue. We all got issues. The woman had an issue of blood. She found Jesus. What is your issue this morning? Oh, bye-bye. What is your issue this morning? What issue you got that you can't solve? What issue that holds you back? And I want to tell you this morning, the issue of love, the issue of happiness. And I want to tell you, the issue you got is going to be all right. The issue, what is your issue this morning? The woman had an issue of blood. She had to find Jesus. Why don't you this morning seek out for Jesus and plant your seed? Quit fasting out. It reminds me, as I pray this morning, I'm seeing somebody. I'm getting revelation out of somebody in their knee, somebody right in their chest. They've been hurting pain. I'm praying for a heart condition, stroke condition. I just want you to make a seed this morning. I want you to say, Bishop, I'm going to seed because I'm going to get a breakthrough. This is right now. I'm getting revelation now. God is talking to me, telling me, Judy, it's going to be all right. God's telling me, Ralph, it's going to be all right. God's 7941 in Dallas, in Chicago, 6501. Something going on there. 1235 on 59th Street. Something going on there. God give me names. God give me address. In Dallas, Texas, God give me this house number, 689. I don't know what that means. If God told me to tell Kenna, it's going to be all right. Told me to tell Shirley, a door going to open up. I'm getting revelation out. I say. As I pray this morning, as you get your seed, put it in your Bible, get it to the ministers, not just in the minute. One lady seeded $300 is in the Bible now. She got full. When she put it in the ground, she called me and said, Bitch, I got what I seeded for. And I want to tell you, you can get what you seeded for. I remember a lady down south. I prayed for her land. She seeded. Do you know she found oil on her land, Mother Lode. She seeded to the ministry, and she found oil on her land that the parent had left for her. Father God, the God right now, glory, hallelujah, somebody being healed around their neck. Father God, somebody in their stomach, I don't know. Gut cancer, I move it right now. Tumor, I move it right now. Stroke, I move it right now. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That confused home, I move it right now. Father God, we come right now. Father God, we come in the name. There's 27 people right now. 27, you wanted them 27. If you want, react quick. If you wanted to, there's a bishop, I'm one of 27, and I'm going to get with you. Father God, right now, there's every man, every woman. God, somebody needs to move. Somebody looking for a home, they're going to get a home. Somebody looking for a new apartment, they're going to get it. Somebody money is tied up, they're going to be loosened. Glory, hallelujah. I'm asking God to touch a young man, an alcoholic, move that alcoholic, that young woman on dope, move that dope spirit. Touch her mind, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch, heal, and deliver. Break the yoke of the devil right now. Or St. Luke 6:38, take down prison together. God wants, I want you to seek for your miracle, the key to open up and exodus. I want you to get ready to expect your miracle. St. Luke 11:29, St. Mark 11:29, St. Mark 11:25, get ready for overflow. As God bless you, quick, fast, and everything. St. Peter 2:24, and I want you to get ready. Psalms 91, verse 1, I want you to get ready as I speak. Psalms 112, verse 7, I want you Proverbs 4:22, Hebrews 4:12-14, God got a blessing with your name on it, and that's going to open the door for you. I just want you to get ready. God to do it quick, fast, and somebody said, God, do it in a hurry. And he's that kind of God. He's going to do it in a hurry for you. And every door closed, he's going to open it up. You say, well, what I need? You just need God to move quick for you. He's going to do it, and he ain't going to stop. God is not stopping. God going to open that special door for you, man. I want you to get ready. What will you surrender to God? Your seed is in the ground. And as it's in the ground, God's going to bless you. You get ready for God to open that special door for you. He's going to do it quick, fast. And somebody said, Bishop, he's going to do it in a hurry. And that's what he do. He's going to do it in a hurry. He's going to open up that door for you. Quick, fast.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got a seed in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
This is my season for grace.
For what else?
For favor. To be what I have known.
Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good. Well, it's working
for my good.
Better give y'all everything is working.
my boy.